Thus, with the help of the gods, Hercules and the Sorceress created the great continents by separating Europe from Africa.
Scott, I got on a train to America, and now I'm in Russia. What do I do?
The answer to the question is this.
I do not wish to go back to the slammer.
Now, I know this was really obscure, but it'll probably count because I know the answer because of Andrew. So hope you got it, and bye-bye.
You will speak when spoken to, or I will deactivate your vocal mode.
Geek tested. Nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
This is me.
And the Bean.
And you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson, the host and purveyor of said show. And welcome to Extra Life Radio, show number 87. It is Tuesday. Well, it's Tuesday for us, but many of you will get this tomorrow. Anyway, it's Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006. And we're shockingly close, or all the more closer, to show 100. And as we creep closer to it, we'll finally get off our butts and tell you what we're going to do then to make it special. But I don't know yet, and nobody knows yet. But we'll come up with something awesome, I promise. This show is sponsored in part by YouBuyNow.com. They have some awesome, cool stuff going on over there, and you'll learn more about it halfway through the show during the break. So make sure you listen for that. YouBuyNow.com, use Extra Life as your code and save 10% on all your geek paraphernalia. Now that that's out of the way, let's get on with the great show we have ahead of us today on the program. From
he's rhyming now.
Did I rhyme? I didn't mean to.
I'm a poet and didn't know it.
Oh, jeez.
I rhyme all the time.
Come on, bust it out, Scott. Boom.
Yo, G. Oh, man, sorry. He's beatboxing right into the thingamajig. So here we are, everyone. Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, from commissioncomic.com, from Columbia, from where the O is all that matters. Obsidian is with us, is in the hizzy. Hello, Obsidian. Hello.
Oh, Scott, as I was telling you before, in the dinner of Extra Life, I'm mac and cheese.
Wow. In the dinner of Extra Life.
Don't forget, Andrew is liver.
Okay. Oh, and let's just jump right to the Wang of America. Andrew,
and Mr. Liver himself.
And Mr. Liver himself, also the co-host of The Instance at theinstance.net. Andrew is here. Andrew, hello.
Hello. You know, it's rather ironic that you let's jump to the Wang, because a word on the street, that's what you do, Scott.
Yep. So. Jump straight to the Wang.
He's making the gay jokes.
That gasp of disapproval you just heard came from Brian, who comes hailing to us from missiondeep.com. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well. You?
Good.
Good, that's good.
Woohoo!
Boy. Four more comics before that one disappears, I think.
Hey, that's a whole month or whatever, so that's good.
Yeah, I know it.
We're looking forward to it. And by the way, if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. It's called missiondeep.com. It's a great little comic that Brian's doing these days. And this, of course, is the official show of Extra Life Radio, or of Extra Life, and you can check out that comic at myextralife.com, Obsidian's comic at commissioncomic.com, and Andrew's comic in the future. Because he doesn't have
my
one
comic
right now.
Will exist when future sport is the national sport.
Oh, that'll be good times. Well, we have all kinds of things to cover today, including your calls and various other things. But I would like to mention it.
I do would like to mention.
Yeah,
excellent,
I know.
Man. Go ahead.
Well, this show is sponsored by people who never made it out of grade school.
Dude, here's the problem. I am so. I just suck tonight. I'm totally out of it. I know this doesn't help the show.
Your sexual life is none of our business.
This doesn't help the program this early on that I'm this tired, but I have so much crap going on this week, and I'm just out of it. But I think I'll come into my own here as we move on. Okay, today was a weird day. This morning, okay, let me back up. Last night, I had just finished, I don't know what all. I know what I did. I uploaded the latest Diary of a Cartoonist, which is just me.
It's like listening to a six-year-old tell a story.
Scott breaks down and goes, and there was this, you know, Superman flew out, and he had a unicorn with him, and the unicorn had like, I have the power.
Oh, my Lord. You're like one of the Wonder Twins. Anyway, or the Gleek. What was the name of the monkey? Gleek, right?
Gleek.
Yeah.
Gleek.
Gleek. All right. Anyway, thanks for the clarification. So last night, about 11:30, I started an upload to YouTube because I put the videos up there for people to see them on YouTube if they want to. I don't think nothing about it. I've done 7 of them. Didn't worry about it. Went and watched something on TV. Came back to check the download. Looked like it went up. In the window just behind that one was Gmail. And it is 8,000 new messages.
Wow.
What?
And I was like, what the crap is going on? So I hop in there. They're all from YouTube. And they're all things like, so-and-so has left you a comment. So-and-so has wanted to add you to their friends list. So-and-so has to share his damn videos with you. So-and-so wants to stick his thumb up. I mean, it's that kind of stuff.
So I guess that bot program I put into effect.
Oh, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. So now we're past insulting races, and we're past insulting people with disabilities.
Oh, we're not
now
past
we
it.
So people that like YouTube.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. No, I like YouTube too. But the
got
funny
a broader audience.
This is the funny thing, though. Apparently, somebody over there liked it, and they posted the video up on their main page, their little whatever. And by then, it had like 20-something thousand views already. And my mailbox was full of people going, what program do you use to draw your cartoon? What kind of cartoon? Yeah, how were the graphics in your cartoons? I mean, it was crazy. So anyway, after digging through that all day today, it was just bananas. And the site went down because of it because we got a bunch of extra traffic. So anyway,
I was wondering why a couple times I was trying to go on the forum and stuff and it wasn't working.
The YouTube thing totally wiped us out. So if any of you out there have ever been YouTubed, good luck to you because it's a freaking nightmare. Although I'm really grateful that we're on there. So thank you very much, YouTube, for putting that there. I appreciate it. And let's jump quickly to our contest winner, Wiener. Because we want to get that out of the way before we get going here. And, okay, everybody submitted their own interpretation of how are the graphics. That was the contest, okay?
Indeed.
And,
how are the graphics?
We got a lot of competition, but there was a clear winner. Without question, this guy wins. And now I can't freaking find it. Hold on 1 second. Okay, his name.
Scott is the most prepared man.
Oh, I'm
in
so ill prepared today.
In Utah.
Oh, there's Penn in Utah.
Yes, right. It is the Boy Scouts, this, and you know their motto.
This is true. Okay, Justin Neal sent this via email, and it basically could have been anything. Could have been audio, could have been visual, could have been whatever you wanted to do. It was up to you.
Macrame.
And of everything we got, Justin Neal sent in a message, and he said this, maybe in poor taste, but thought you might like it.
he knew you'd like it.
The attachment, which I'll of course put in the blog when I put the show up, is a picture of Ray Charles at the piano saying, how were the graphics? Which is awesome. So, Justin Neal, you're the proud winner
of
Nighttime Peter and Lois. Lois and Peter.
Nighttime Peter and Lois.
Yeah. Warning, choking That's hazard, right. small
that was,
parts.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Peter and Lois, that was a spinoff of Lois and Clark.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Except Peter was.
And the grand prize is Scott's dignity.
It'll come in a small box.
I'm going to review this tomorrow, too. I'm going to actually open it, reassemble it.
Not much left to give there, but...
This is so true. Okay, now last week, you guys thought it was weird. Oh, by the way, Justin, send me your info and I'll send that to you. Thanks a lot. You guys thought it was weird that we had a Japanese version of the A-Team intro?
Oh, geez.
Well, it turns out it was actually something else. Not entirely A-Team related, but anyway... The long and the short of it is there's apparently a French version floating around. So someone sent it to me.
But wait a minute. Last week, we showed the Japanese version, and we got messages saying that we suck and that basically we got our facts wrong. Now we're going to give a French version. I'm just waiting for somebody to send us another message saying that we got our facts wrong again.
This one is absolutely, this is authentic as it can be. Check it out.
Accusés d'un vol qu'ils n'ont pas commis, n'ayant aucun moyen d'en faire la preuve. Ils fuient sans cesse devant leurs poursuivants. Pour subsister, ils emploient leurs compétences. Quand la loi ne peut plus rien pour vous, il vous reste un recours, un seul, l'agence Tourisque.
L'agence Tourisque, c'est vraiment la dernière chance.
They sing their version, dude.
So happy.
That why?
You know what's funny is
holy crap!
For a country that hates Americans, why would they steal the A Team and want to?
That is awesome. I love it. This is my favorite thing I got all week. I can't believe it.
It's disturbing. I can see disturbing.
Murdoch's like, hey, do you want a croissant?
Oh, I love it when the plan comes together.
Wee wee.
Now, the best part of that is they actually sing the theme, and I didn't even know there were words to that, but anyway.
Yeah, but what do you suppose they sing? Do you suppose maybe it's a song against the United States? You know, like, it's American pigs.
Snake on theme.
I don't know, dude. Who knows? An homage to Mr. T. I wonder who in the French version plays Mr. T. Or maybe this is just a language thing, and it's still just the regular aging.
They probably just dub it.
Yeah, I don't know. We have to find out. Also, somebody
still pretty disturbing.
Yeah, thanks for that, by the way, who sent that, and I don't have your name all of a sudden. Damn it. Cybertron swearing, or someone swearing. Yeah, was it Cybertron that was swearing? That we've been called out again, saying that nobody was correct on the whole swear thing last week. Do you remember that, where we thought the guy dropped the F-bomb?
That was, no.
I didn't think it was the F-bomb, but the movie does drop the damn bomb.
Well, this guy claims it's a different bomb. Check it out.
Hey, guys. This is John from Tennessee again. And I just wanted to let you know that Spike was the one that said the cuss word, and the curse word was actually shit. And it was when Unicron was about to eat the planet Cybertron. Thanks.
Or Unicron.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
I still am not sure who
that
said it.
That was just a special limited release for the South.
But wait.
Yeah, I was going
to. Apparently,
all the
dude.
Transformers are pickup trucks and.
Shit.
But wait a minute. Who said it? I still don't know who said it.
Right. Wait a minute. That is right, because I remember when I saw the Transformers movie down here, there was this whole scene where they were in a junkyard and there was a bunch of Transformer robots, and they were all saying that these other Transformer robots had a pretty mouth.
Dude, you're snorting like Pop-Tarts tonight. I don't even know what that means. But hold on a minute, though. Who's Spock? It keeps saying Spock. Says it. Who's this guy?
There's no Spock.
Well, I know there's not a Spock, but that's my point. Who is that? Who sounds like Spock in the
Spook.
Transformers?
Spork.
Spork?
Spork.
Spork?
Watch me transform her to a spoon.
Yeah.
Now back to a fork.
We need to eat this
and
meatloaf and this pudding.
And he's
yeah.
a spork.
Yeah. We've got meatloaf and pudding. Someone, quick, get Spork. Damn. Well, listen to us today. All right, so that's that. Thanks for that clarification, Southern person. Oh, no. Who was that? I don't remember his name. Good man, though. Good man. Here's the whole...
Good lad.
Here's an Ask Obsidian question regarding the Wii, the Nintendo Wii. So here it is.
This message is for Ask Obsidian. I have to ask the Colombian. My name's Brandon. I'm Dugren on the forums there. Love listening to the show, guys. You're a freaking riot. I download podcasts. I've been going through, since I found it, and just you guys are hilarious. So my question for Obsidian is, so the U.S. has the Nintendo Revolution coming out, the Wii, and I know that Obsidian is the Nintendo hater, but, and I know, Scott, I know it must kill you, but what do you think, Colombian? What are you guys going to call it down there? Since we're going to call it Wii, you guys have to come up with your own known name for it. So I got to hear what it is. All right, so that was my question for Ask the Colombian. Hope it makes it on the show. Have a good one, guys.
Okay, Obsidian, the question is clear. Yeah. What are they going to call the Nintendo Wii when it comes to freaking where
Wii
you
Wii
live?
Wii de Figo.
No. It's pretty simple. We're just going to translate it. We're going to call it like this. El Nintendo Nosotros.
Oh, what does that mean?
That's what we're going to call it.
There, it's official. You heard it here.
What does that mean?
Yeah, yeah. You heard it here. I'm the spokesperson for Nintendo here in Colombia, and we're going to call it El Nintendo Nosotros.
Well, what does that mean? What are you saying?
It means Nintendo Wii.
Oh, it
does. No, it's going to be called Nintendo Taking a Leak, is what it's going to be called over there, Colombia.
Well,
of course, we can call it Nintendo Gringo Capitalist Pig.
Or how about Nintendo Whiz? That's what it'll be called over there.
Wow. Well, I hope that answers your question. This guy tells us that we brought up Teats on the show a couple shows ago.
I remember that.
Yeah, we whipped out the Teats
that
conversation.
Was from Hector the Cow in Colombia.
Yeah, because I was saying that, you know, Obsidian goes straight to the teat there where he lives. This guy says that he's seen a store that has all sorts of teat paraphernalia, so check this out.
Hey, this is Mitch from Orlando, Florida. Just wanted to let you guys know, heard your episode 84, and you were talking, you had a whole spiel about Tiki. Well, I just wanted to let you know that while I was in Austin, Texas, that there's a whole store where it had Tiki apparel. And, I mean, I'm talking a whole female suit, a shirt, there were Tiki handbags and Tiki boots, and even a Tiki soccer ball. So I thought you guys might get a kick out of that. Thanks, you guys. Love the show. Bye.
Okay, Obsidian, you remarked that you think that guy sounds like Ernie from Bert and Ernie.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert, I found a teat bag. I got a bag. This bag over here is made of teats.
Ernie.
That's horrible.
Bert, Ernie.
Yeah, Scott, that was horrible.
Dude, I love Bert and Ernie. Those guys are awesome, and I still say they were sleeping in the same bed. I think we've actually talked about this on the show before.
Yeah,
that's a long time ago.
All separate beds.
That was like show 21, dude. Holy hell. But yeah, they're so yeah, he did laugh like that, Bert did.
Yep.
And he had a monobrow. I like that about him. Anyway, so yeah.
Because he was European.
If you're looking for a store where they got lots of teat stuff, it sounds like Austin, Texas is the place to go. Dude, I've never heard of that before
only
in my life.
Texas, baby.
Yeah. So if you see Ernie.
Well, you know what they say? Things are bigger and better in Texas.
At least the teat handbags or whatever he said. Someone wants to berate Andrew. I don't understand where this comes from.
Andrew, you're fat, you're ugly, you're not too bright, and you smell. Hey, Scott, thanks for letting me participate in the Berate Andrew segment. It was a lot of fun.
Dude, what the crap? I don't even know what that
wait
is.
Wait a minute. We have a Bash on Andrew segment?
Yeah, if you'd have known that, you'd have come prepared. Yeah, exactly. Hello, Andrew. Did we lose you?
Oh, man.
There was. I just did a search of the entire script for Transformers.
Yeah.
I searched all the words of the script.
Yeah.
There was a guy in the movie. It was a guy, not a robot, and his name is Spike.
Spike.
And like, there was no S-bomb dropped in the movie, but the word damn it was said in the movie.
Oh, that's fighting words.
You know, this definitely sounds like that kind of argument that's going to go on for years.
I'm just surprised you didn't. Did you even hear that guy ripping on you? Have you just blocked it out of your head?
Well,
yeah. You just jumped right back to Spike.
Not
Spike.
Everyone.
It's like, Andrew, what do you think of that guy that was just so rude? Spike said, damn it. It was damn it, I say. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as soon as I make my phone call to the people that I keep, you know, on my tab over in Colombia, we'll just have that guy disappear.
Ah, gotcha. All right. Quickly, let's have a challenge. This is a challenge.
Can't please everyone, Scott.
That's true. This is a, tell me about
especially
it. After all the comments, after all the comments on YouTube, dude, boy, I've learned that in a damn hurry. Somebody has thrown out a challenge dealing with the X-Men, and I think we're up to it. Let's hear what he says. This is Den, okay, who calls in quite a bit.
Hello, my Extra Life radio crew. I found a video of people trying to recite as many members of the X-Men as they could for a prize of some sort in a comic fest. And I've come up with a challenge for all of you. Name as many X-Men as you can in 15 seconds. Have fun. Bye.
Okay, we're going to try this. I don't know why, but this just seems like something to try. So I'm going to start
Wait a minute. This reminds me so much of what I saw in that movie, A Christmas Story. You know, I triple dog dare you.
Except it ain't your tongue stuck to that pole.
Yeah,
anyway.
Somebody dared us to say as many X-Men names, and we're going to do it.
Yeah, we are. And I'm going to challenge Andrew first. So, Andrew, in the next, how long did he say? 20 seconds? 15 seconds. Is all. 15 seconds is all you have to name as many as you can. Brian, you keep count of how many he does. I'm going to keep track of the clock. Andrew, are you ready?
Nope. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Dazzler, Longshot, Psylocke, Archangel, Banshee, Beast, Wolverine, Bishop, Cyclops, Emma Frost, Gambit, Iceman, Nightcrawler, Phoenix, Professor S, Rogue, Storm, Cannonball, Cable,
Time's
Forge.
Time's up. How many do you get?
It was like 5.
Damn, that was impressive.
Oh, I got more than 5. And I think I even left out some of the big ones, too. I left out Magneto.
I think you said Gambit like about 6 times.
No, I didn't say Gambit 6 times.
How many did you count, Brian?
I got 18.
You didn't count. Did you not count?
We were supposed to count.
Oh.
I got something I got to tell you guys. I can't count.
not to mention. He cut out about halfway through, and I was like, crap, how many was that?
Oh, man.
All I can think about is X-Man that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
You know, that when one he said, like, halfway through, that guy, what are his superpowers?
He cleaned the closets and the toilets in the school.
In the super lows. Hey, well, hold on a minute, though. That was awesome. Let's not forget how good that was. Holy cow.
Well, I named a lot of old ones that I remember reading in comics that aren't even in the movie.
Okay.
We don't care.
It's my turn. I'll do this.
You wanted to do the challenge? All right, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Magneto. Cíclope. Profesor Javier. Guepardo.
Professor Javier.
Mística. Mística. Titania. Cable.
Time's up. I love Professor Javier.
Professor Javier, dude. Wait, say that one more time so everyone can make a ringtone out of it.
Professor Javier.
Magneto.
Love it,
Magneto.
Dude. That was awesome. Speaking of how awesome we are, Mitchell Johnson, creator of the comic Sketchbook Balderdash, at sketch-smackjeeves.com did a comic about us. And I think everyone but Obsidian probably saw it because Obsidian doesn't check his email. But
I saw it.
Oh, okay. It's good. It kind of nails our whole thing. It nails our personalities and stuff. I just wanted to give him a shout out and say thanks a lot again there, Mitchell. No relation to me, by the way.
Yeah, Mitchell, it's in my house, it's getting printed and it's getting framed because that's awesome.
It was awesome.
It is great.
I love how he captured the stereotypes.
The only thing that would make it better is if I could get it signed by him.
Yeah. So think about that, Mitchell. Sending a signed copy to Andrew might be your calling in life. Anyway, it was really good. I liked it. I'm not sure the likeness was too hot on me, but I knew that was Obsidian the minute I saw that black shirt and the bald head. That was awesome. And Brian, he shaved like 20 pounds off you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That was nice. I thought that was really cool.
And you know, he was even kind enough to add some comics to his archive.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, there were seven.
Yeah. Now let's see if we can understand what this French guy has to say, because I can't hear him.
Hello, Scott. Remember me from Show 54? Well, I have been giving a thought about the graphics thing. And well, for me, it's obvious. You should come here in France for vacation. Why? Because of the French graphics. The best in the world. The Tour Eiffel, the Sacré-Cœur, the Château de la Loire. Those have unbelievably beautiful graphics. I'd be delighted to welcome you in Paris and have a glass of good French wine. So, think about it. I'll be right here, waiting for you guys. A bientôt.
Okay, Andrew, your reaction was, what the hell is he saying?
Yeah, what the hell is
Thank you. Thank you, Napoleon.
Wait, I was doing really good until about half. I could understand him without a problem until about halfway. And then I guess he was just talking too fast. I have the same problem. Like, I'm one quarter Spanish, and everyone on my grandmother's side of the family, they'll like be going blah, 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 and I'll be like, I have no idea what you're saying. You know?
I didn't know you're one quarter Spanish.
Yeah, I'm one quarter Spanish.
Wow, you and Obsidian are kindred spirits, ready to join together in coitus.
So did your great grandma swim from somewhere or what?
I don't know. I can't.
I don't make friends with liver.
I can't handle an AK-47 like Obsidian can.
That's true. But the mac and cheese don't hang with the liver, baby. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, we don't.
Anyway, I want to know if that guy's really French or if that's just some dude with a really wicked accent. That sounds real to me.
He's French. Yeah, it's French.
He sounds real. And the reason I know it is because at the end I cut this part off, but he said, retreat, retreat, and he ran off from the microphone. He left. Just kidding. We love the French, the frogmen of our lives.
We love the French.
Oui, oui. Oui, oui, poo-poo.
Oui, oui.
Maybe that's it. Maybe Nintendo hired a French guy.
Could have been.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui, poo-poo. Andrew, we have a Stump question for you.
Hey, Extra Life crew, this is Dusky, and I have a question for Stump Andrew. I want to ask, when was Super Mario Brothers: The Lost Levels released in Japan?
When were The Lost Levels of Super Mario released in Japan?
Well, I'll answer that. I'll steal right now, and they never lost them in Japan.
You know what? He's right about that. They were not lost levels in Japan. They were lost levels here, correct? If I have that wrong, or is that right?
I don't know the month, but I know it was 1986. And I think the Nintendo machine over there was called the Famicom Disk System or something like that.
Famicom. I think it was the original. Was it called the Famicom? And then the Famicom Super Famicom.
Disk System is what it was called.
Oh. All right. Well,
wasn't 86 the year the Mets won the World Series?
Dude.
It could be.
86 was the year I was making out in the park with some girl in my junior year. That's what 86 was. I don't remember anything else.
Yeah, I bet Kim loves that kind of info, huh?
And see, what's funny is the Lost Levels were available on... They were available over here in 93.
Oh. Well, speaking of 93, it seems like about 93 years ago that they made Revenge of the Nerds. I just wanted to make mention they're remaking the film.
You know what?
Just wanted to throw that out there.
Here's my quote, and I think we need to take up arms and just, you know, go over there as a mass group to Hollywood and burn the place to the frickin' ground. Because
I want to see it.
They're going to ruin it. They're doing it. Did you read the press release? It's being done by Fox's new Young Actor Studio.
And
it's going to be done. I don't think it's going to be college. I think it's going to be done as kids in high school.
Hmm. Well, so wait a minute.
So what you're saying is basically it's just going to follow the concept, not the movie itself.
It's just going to be like they're taking Revenge of the Nerds, the name,
but what about
everything else out the window?
Are they going to have a booger, or is there no booger?
I don't know. No one
going to be a booger.
No one beats the booger in the original movies.
Because I love booger. I don't want booger to go.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he
I
was.
Love his T-shirt. In the second Nerds movie, he had the white T-shirt with all the holes in it that said "Who farted" on the front of it.
Nice, dude.
I always wanted a T-shirt like that.
You always wanted that. Nice. All right. Well, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk more. We have a couple of interesting things, including a German mention of Extra Life Radio in their magazine. Pretty crazy. We're going to talk about another little quick X-Men thing, a Caprica show based on Battlestar Galactica that has me just a little bit interested. And then we'll get to our main topic, which is talk about Spore, the video game. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, just a quick moment we can spend with Brian at youbuynow.com. Brian, how's it going?
Very good.
Good, good, good. Good to have you on the show. Tell us what is hot this week at youbuynow.com.
Well, we got our second shipment of the Mega Scale Lord of Darkness from Soda. The first shipment sold out the first day. So the second shipment probably lasts a little longer, but I don't think it'll be here in another 2 weeks or so.
Oh, cool.
20-inch figure of the Darkness figure from Legend.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty sweet. They did a good job with it.
No, the Darkness, like the comic book Darkness, right?
No, the Tom Cruise movie with the big red guy with the huge horns, Darkness.
Oh. Oh, okay, him. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Awesome, that'll be great.
Also, we bought out a collection of Marvel Legends figures.
Oh, okay.
We got a whole bunch of Series 1 through Series 9 figures that we didn't have before.
Great, and those are available right now.
Yep, we just added them to the site today. In that collection was a bunch of Star Wars stuff, but we didn't add that yet.
Oh, okay, cool. But that's coming shortly as well.
Yep, in the next week it'll be up.
Okay, great. Anything else going on?
Yeah, we have the much-anticipated Master Replicas Darth Vader, Darth Maul double-bladed FX lightsaber coming in the next week or two.
Oh,
we
nice.
Have that up for pre-order.
Nice. Time to pre-order that now. We have a few Star Wars freaks out there that would just love to jump on that one. Can they save some money still if they use the code?
Yep, they get 10% off if they use the Extra Life coupon code when they place their order.
Awesome. 10% off, and can't get much better than that. Brian, thanks again for being here.
Sure thing.
All right, we'll see you next week. And we're back. Welcome back to the show. Thanks, Brian, at youbuynow.com. Let's get right back into things, and I've been told during the break that I'm a complete retard and forgot
That's a given.
Yeah. Only during the break?
Yeah. I forgot to play the answer to the question.
Yeah, I'm curious how close I was.
Jeez, what am I thinking about the Mario question? Here it is. Here's her answer. Sorry.
Ready for the answer? June 3, 1986. Ciao.
Andrew, nice. 1986.
See, I didn't know the month. I knew it was 86, though.
Sorry, I got talking about how I was making out, and it threw me off.
Oh, Scott got all hot. Forgot about playing the question.
And bothered. He got hot and bothered.
So stupid. All right. Let's talk about a couple of other quick things. Okay.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk about you and me.
A German magazine. They're kind of gaming-related magazines, best
magazines?
I can tell, yes. Oh, they made mention. They made
Schnell.
Nine. Sorry. Hey, by the way, I almost forgot to tell you guys this. If you guys ever want to clear a room, okay, let's just say, okay, in Batman Begins, yeah, Batman Begins, where he goes into that thing and he realizes all these people are going to die, so he needs to get him out of there, so he acts drunk and just embarrasses himself. That's one way to go. Here's my way to do it, okay? If I was going to rewrite that movie,
Just walk in there naked?
You walk in there wearing an adult diaper, black socks, sandals, your tuxedo from the waist up can still be on, so your coat and your tie and all that, and your cummerbund. And you stand on top of a table in the middle of the room and yell, ejaculation, as loud as you can. and you do it as many times as you can until everybody clears the room. That's how I would handle it.
You know what's funny that you mentioned that? Because that works in Publix, too.
You know what's really funny? I never would have expected Scott to say something like that.
It's been on my mind. I had to get it out of there.
Ejaculation has been on your mind, Scott?
It has. And a diaper, and it's just very confusing.
Well, to be honest, Scott, I sort of thought that you would just fart. You know, that would clear the room.
Works in here. All right, so we got this German magazine. Let me tell you what this thing says. This is the translation, the printed translation. Nerd approved. It said already in the intro of Extra Life Show. This proves nicely that the crew around comic artist and master blogger Scott Johnson is able to laugh about their own special conversations. Aside from games, they also talk about B-movies, celebrities, and other great negligibles.
Special conversation? It sounds like we're retards.
Hold on. Celebrities and other great negligibles. So anyone who cares about funny answers to questions like, quote, who is the mightiest robot of all times, has found the right show. So keep up the good work, Meister Casters. All right.
It's probably Master Casters or something.
It says Meister.
But that sounds
Master
dirty.
Blaster.
I don't know what's going on.
Who runs
Master Vader.
But how cool is that, dude? We show up in an international game magazine for our show.
No, we don't show up in an international gamer magazine. We show up in a German magazine. That's different.
Oh, what look was, at you offending the Germans. Don't mention the war. Don't mention the war. What?
What was the name of the magazine?
El Pipi Del... No, it's... let's see. Hold on. Mein Leben, Schnell 9. That's it. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. It doesn't say. I guess I could look
it up. We hate Scott Johnson magazine.
It says it on the blog. I can't remember what it was, but good times there, I figure. So anyway, thanks a lot for mentioning us, German people who listen to our show, and that's awesome. And hopefully you don't mind Obsidian completely offending your entire...
I did not offend them. I was just correcting you. You're saying it's an international magazine. I'm saying it's a German magazine, which is different.
Okay, good point. Good point. Yeah. Got to keep the Colombian.
To you Germans, to all you Germans, Scott, Brian, Liver, and myself, we all thank you.
You know what? I just reread that actual article, and I noticed that they don't. I guess when it's something's written in German, they don't use the space bar at all. There's like no spaces in between words.
Oh
no, it's because it's because their language has the longest words.
Oh,
and this is true. I'm not kidding you here. It has the longest words.
This is a very serious moment in our lives. Let's contemplate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let us reflect upon the longitude of German words.
German words and their longitude. Okay, X-Men. I wanted to say one more thing before we got away from the X-Men thing. I totally spaced it. Did you guys see...
X-Men.
Who saw the what? Who saw Javier, Professor Javier? Who saw this new clip floating around with the Sentinel fight?
Oh, I did.
No, what did we think about that? Andrew, you start. What do you think about that thing?
I liked it. I liked the fact that they did the fastball special and they threw Wolverine and the Sentinel. But from what I've gathered off the net, that is a scene from them practicing in the danger room.
Oh, so they don't actually... Oh, well, that sucks. So I want them fighting actual Sentinels.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but some people have said that's a scene in the movie where they're teaching the younger X-Men in the danger room, which makes me wonder, okay, if the Sentinels are in the danger room, then how come they didn't make the movie with them in it?
You know? Yeah, yeah. Will this be the first time?
I don't think it would be that, because then Wolverine would not be down to his last cigar.
You know what?
Oh, really? Come on, look at it. It does make sense.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point.
Maybe he's role playing for the kids.
Well, hold on a minute though.
Yeah, right.
If it is the Danger Room, is this the first time it's been featured in the films? Or did they? Okay,
yeah, that's true.
One and two had nothing, right?
First time that it's featured in the film.
Okay, that'll be cool.
There was no Danger Room in the first two.
I'm down with that. Brian, would you see it? What'd you think?
I haven't seen it yet.
Dude, where the hell are you? Like 10 feet away from your mic.
Thanks, guys, for sharing.
Dude, there was no Danger Room in the first two movies, but there was a threatening closet.
Ooh, that's Andrew. That's liver for you, folks.
There's liver. Liver produces again. Hey, wait a minute. Brian? You sound like you're in the other room, dude.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a cave or something.
He's in the bathroom.
All right, that's much
better.
He's
in the bathroom.
Thank you
very
much.
We thought you moved to Columbia or something.
Stupid Skype.
Okay, before we get to Sport Talk, let's quickly cover this whole Caprica spinoff thing from Battlestar Galactica.
Hey, you guys know what Wolverine is called in the Spanish, well, in the Colombian version of the animation?
What?
Kit Kat.
He's called Gepardo.
Gepardo.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. And Rogue's name is Titania.
Why? Why not?
Why?
I don't know.
Why not El Rogo or something?
El Rogo.
Oh, that's because she's a girl, Scott.
Oh,
you might have noticed.
Oh, she's a chick. Oh, I got it. Chicky. Okay.
Love that
El Rogo. So wait a minute. This Caprica thing. Why so glum about that? What's the problem with it?
It's gonna take. I would rather see flashbacks of the history of the Cylons in the movie. Why would you? After the second season, create a spinoff so soon.
Yeah.
It's going to take away from, would rather, it bugs me, and it makes me worry, because look at when they started doing the flashback spinoffs of Star Trek. It was just before it totally went in the toilet.
Yeah, you know what?
Does it make you cry, Andrew?
That's a pretty good point. We should ask Rico, who's the big time, he's been on the show a few times, he's a big time Trek fool and loves sci-fi stuff in general. I wonder what his take is. In the forums, he seemed pretty positive, but the question is a Caprica spinoff too soon? I probably agree with that. It's only second season we're ending here.
I could see if Galactica was already like it just finished the fourth one and the fifth was about to begin or something like that, but when they made that announcement, I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why so soon?
Well, isn't the Flash... But see, these aren't... It's set in the time when Odama was like a kid, right?
Yeah, but it's back when they first built the Cylons. I would rather find out about the history of the Cylons in flashback episodes instead of taking away... You know, now if you want to find out about the Cylons, you got to watch another show.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying O'Donnell as in Rosie?
Yes, Rosie O'Donnell, dude. Back before she was made into a Cylon.
That
Rosie
took a lot
O'Donnell,
of metal.
By your command, I'm a freaking fat pig, and I freaking hate everybody.
Scott is kind of heavy today.
I hate her. I hate her, dude. I can't stand Rosie O'Donnell. If there are any Rosie O'Donnell fans out there, what the hell are you listening to this show for? Because she sucks.
There's, you know what's funny is I wouldn't say I'm as hostile towards her as Scott is, but... Anytime I've ever seen her in an interview, she just gives off this weird vibe. Like she's, I don't know, that she's
like
hiding
she's
something.
A lesbian
something
or something?
Like she has homogenizing cheese in her armpits. Is that what it is?
Oh, that was. I got to try to sleep tonight, Scott.
She's horrible, dude.
Okay, wait. Okay, but going back to that topic, I got a question.
Okay.
Okay, in your guys' opinion.
Take your time, yes.
What spinoff has worked?
None of them, really.
Flo. Enos.
Frasier worked.
Enos was good.
Enos, yeah.
You remember Enos?
Oh, yeah. God.
I loved Enos. That was great.
The best part of Enos is that his other cousin ended up taking over for him, Cletus.
Yeah.
So Cletus stayed on Dukes of Hazzard while Enos went to L.A. to fight with the LAPD, and that lasted all of, I think, 20 minutes before that ended.
I loved Lobo.
Yeah, Lobo was good. But hold on a minute. So let's think about this. Is this a shark jumping thing, or do we not think so?
I will have to see probably the first couple. I will watch the first three or four episodes, but I just have a really bad vibe on this one.
Yeah. Plus,
thank you, Han Solo.
Plus,
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Thanks, Han Solo. So, okay. Well, a time will tell. People will start calling it Caprica, which is really a dangerous name.
Yeah, if it's really bad.
Yeah. So anyway, watch for that Caprica spinoff. Let's jump to our main topic of the night, which is Spore. Now, I know Obsidian is not interested that much in talking about a game that hasn't come out yet. And I think that's odd because you know what we're dealing with here? This is a preview. It's like, let's talk about the cool thing we're all looking forward to. Now, if there was a game coming out this next year that I gave a rat's A about, it's Spore. Nothing else really matters to me. I mean, I'm excited about new consoles and all that stuff's great. But as far as actual game and gameplay and what you're going to get to do, what compares to it? Someone give me something.
Well, what about if I told you that XXX Mario is coming out next year?
That would be awesome.
What are you going to do then, huh?
They're going to tattoo it on his old neck.
Spore or XXX Mario?
You know,
we're talking about Mario in a thong.
I can't decide.
I thought you meant like Mario like working for the government and like fighting bad guys. Like triple X that
triple X.
Triple
X Mario.
Oh, okay.
Like, boom, chicka, wow, wow, Mario.
All right. But see, okay, let me give you the breakdown here. Here is the basic description. Spore is a computer game designed by Will Wright, who is famous for The Sims, Sim City, Sim everything, really, that simulates the complete history and future of life. The game was first revealed and demonstrated to the public during a speech on a procedural generation conference. It is currently being developed by Maxis and is scheduled to be published by Electronic Arts somewhere between quarter three of 2006
and quarter one.
Though no definite release date has been announced. Okay, some have called this a technological or teleological evolution game. Others have called it a simulation. Others call it an RTS. Andrew, what do you call it?
I call it Bobby.
After seeing a snippet of him, Will Wright, messing around with the game at the conference, I went on like Google Video, I think, and I found the entire conference, the whole thing.
Pretty amazing.
Entire thing, and I was blown away by the game. The fact that you start is like an amoeba, and you work your way all the way up where you're flying to other planets and attacking other players is absolutely amazing. The fact that, you know, the species of life you create can look completely different from what someone else creates is awesome.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be playable online. There's no monthly fees, and it's like you upload your planet and stuff to the server.
Yeah.
So it's like other people can encounter your planet and your civilization and your species and
stuff. If you guys,
this game is amazing.
I do too. And if any of you people have not seen this video Andrew's referring to, go to youtube.com and search for Spore. You'll find a million copies of it. Very worth checking out. One interesting thing
What I understood from what I read is that it's not a massive multiplayer that you play single player, but you can just upload to your game. Stuff from other people's game. You never get to play with them. You just get to play stuff that they played.
He calls it massively single player game is what he is. Will Wright himself has called it that.
It's like I can upload my whole planet, my civilization, where the planet I created can be in your game. Where you like you'll encounter my species, but I'm not actually controlling them. They're all controlled by the computer's AI and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, we can make that sound dirty. You're going to encounter my species.
Well, there's a listener has a funny comment about that here in a second. But listen to some of these other game mechanics. According to Wikipedia, Spore will be a simulation that ranges from the cellular level to the galactic level. In his speech, he likened the style of gameplay of each stage to an existing game, which was interesting. Here's what he said. The first stage, which is the microbial stage, is similar to Pac-Man. The second stage, creature stage, is similar to Diablo. Third, tribal stage, Populous. Fourth, the city stage, similar to Sim City. Five, the civilization stage is similar to, wait for it, Civilization. And Risk, he says. Six, spacefaring stage, a.k.a. the UFO or invasion stage, has some elements reminiscent of Destroy All Humans, which is kind of a recent game. And seven is the galactic stage, which is like a giant sandbox game, which I'm not exactly sure what he means there, but it sounds like a kind of a homogeny of all these sorts of gameplay
styles. And let's not forget eight, which is the Daikatana stage.
Yeah. Well, he says that the game was basically, this was interesting too, he says that the game was influenced mostly or mainly by toys and Star Wars and stuff he had as a kid. Like this, all this kind of like, it's kind of a weird conglomeration of all the things he used to enjoy as a kid. And he said, let's see, he has a great quote here about, okay, so Wright said, I did not want to make players feel like Luke Skywalker or Frodo Baggins. I want them to feel like George Lucas or J.R.R. Tolkien. That's a
so
big deal.
He wants us to feel like a really huge, fat director that makes really crappy movies now.
And wears nothing but turtlenecks that go way up to his ears.
Yeah, turtlenecks to cover his five chins.
Yep. His lack of chin.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. It's like
it's actually just a ball.
It's like it goes from his mouth to his rib cage. There's like...
Yeah, and a director who says, please read off this card. It is the best way to act. We freaking suck.
But, you know, I was wondering, come on, let's be honest. Who wants to feel like Frodo Baggins?
Me. So happy.
Nice. According to a little bit, there's some interesting trivia. It says, supposedly a temporary Spore logo was leaked on GamingSteve.com by the owner, Gaming Steve, who I know and have done artwork for. I've never asked him about this, but anyway, supposedly that got leaked. Also, another bit of trivia, Will Wright originally intended to call the game Sim Everything, but needed a code name to use during the development process. Over time, however, the term came to be preferred, which was Spore, and has fit the game really well.
Let this serve as a lesson for the people, like, for example, in Nintendo. You know, when you got a name and it sucks, you don't have to use it.
I see.
It's not
very
mandatory.
Nice. That's a nice callback to the last show, Del Show 86. Very nice. Let's hear what some listeners had to say. Moomin Biscuit. M-O-O-M-I-N Biscuit.
Now that is an awesome name.
That is a good name.
M-O-U-S-E.
February 07 is the supposed release date for the game.
Yeah, they're still saying it's possible before the end of the year, but I doubt it. I'm guessing next year.
It would be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be great if they did.
For Christmas.
He says, I'm really looking forward to Spore, so much so that I'll probably import it. The UK is terrible at getting new releases. So he lives in the UK. But it makes me wonder where the God Sim game can go after this. And knowing the game industry, someone will probably just copy it and make it all street and into hoods and add curse words and put guns and cars and explosives everywhere. They've done that with every franchise out there.
Yeah, it's true.
It makes a really good
crack.
Point. Thank you, Moomin Biscuit.
Yeah,
that's a great
point.
It'll
be called crack. You start as a fetus and work your way up.
You know, that's true,
crack,
though.
Baby.
I mean, think about like all the sports genres. They now have like street this and freaking jigaboo that. It's all a bunch of crap. I hate that stuff.
Well, I mean...
Well, I'm just waiting for Dean Cain to buy it so we can have a new game called Future Spore.
Future Spore.
Oh, my gosh.
The Spore of the Future.
The Spore of the Future. Dude,
well,
I didn't even see that coming. Nice work.
They
there.
Do that. They do that with a lot of games. They'll take a game and they'll be like, okay, well, we're going to change this. We're going to, we're going to add in, driving around and shooting people. See, I liked the whole open setting that Grand Theft Auto created when the first one came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I didn't like is they got like 8 billion Grand Theft Auto games. They're all the same damn game.
Yeah, most of them are, sure. Some of them suck real bad, but yeah, it's all kind of the same thing.
But
same
it's
thing.
Like all you do is you drive around and you shoot stuff.
Yeah, and steal things.
Granted, when you play Doom, all you do is run around in the space station and shoot stuff.
Yeah, and pick up keys.
But,
you
yeah,
need the blue
keys
key.
And I need the red key.
Shoot.
You need the blue key.
Where
Why
was
don't
the red
I
key?
Use this gun and blow this door down? I don't need a damn key.
Don't need a stupid key. We don't need no stinking key.
But it like you have to admit, I mean, the gaming industry in some aspects is just as pathetic as the movie industry. They take a game. This game did really well last year. Let's make 50 others exactly like it, just in different settings.
Yeah. Well,
and then they wonder why they're not selling.
Let's hear what Dellen has to say. He says, I am a homo. Oh, I'm sorry. He says, I am O. Oh, that's in my opinion. Sorry. He's not a homo.
He's not going to write again.
Is he gelling?
He's gelling like a felon. In my opinion, Spore is one of the most interesting games in years. I just read that gamers creatures will only be 3 kilobytes big. That is due to procedural generation. On the gameplay side, it looks like the resulting creatures and their online interaction will be totally unpredictable, which is awesome and totally new, I believe. I wonder what creationists will have to say, since Spore is evolution at work.
Oh, you'll probably have a bunch
of fanatics out there to bring in the whole religious argument, and there's quite a bit of that. Somebody said a god game with evolution is ironic enough. This comes from Shragnasher. Says, I don't think anyone will really have a problem with it. I know I don't, and I'm a pretty religious guy. If they do, it's the idiots who scream about everything they can and, blah, blah, blah.
The thing I'm fuzzy on
is with the
procedural... Okay, we don't want to know where you're fuzzy, Andrew. Come on.
The procedural generation... Now, the way it sounds is that, you know, everything is so randomly... Everything's generated on the fly, so you don't need to program, you know, this is what the dog looks like when it runs, because it will figure out on its own how it needs to run.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's going... I mean, the graphics don't look like they're massively taxing, but is the processing going to cripple machines?
Yeah, that's a worry a lot of people have.
It's going to be doing a lot of the actual mathematic processing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't... Scott, I actually...
Scott, he did say the word graphics... Take it away.
Well, he doesn't know how the graphics are yet, so I can't ask him. I can't go, hammer the graphics. See, we got to make something clear about the graphics thing just real quick. This is what I'm getting from a lot of listeners. It has nothing to do with this, but it reminded me of it. A lot of the listeners and readers don't understand that how are the graphics is coming from people who think that graphics is the way to describe any sort of special effects. So it's like,
yep.
I go see any cool movie. I go see... Chronicles of Narnia, and I come back and someone says, oh, I just heard the graphics were so awesome in that. I heard they just had great graphics. And it's because they're using it as like this ubiquitous term for freaking special effects.
It's also because everybody that talks with Scott is flamboyantly gay.
That too. Forgot to mention that. Shragnasher also says, considering they are all essentially the same sex in this game, it's a whole universe of homosexuals who can reproduce, the most ironic game imaginable.
But wait a minute, is that true? Are they all the same sex in that game?
Yes.
So, well, they all...
They're
actually
sexless.
Actually, they are, because they all just... Yeah, they all, like, lay eggs or...
Spawn
reproduce
things.
By budding or something
like
that.
Yeah, there's no, like, copulation,
wait a minute,
if that's what you're
is
getting
Is reproducing
at.
By budding, like, you can reproduce with your buddy?
No. They all reproduce like Gizmo from the Gremlins. They get wet and they grow more.
Oh, yeah, wait, isn't that Brian?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Brian, dude. He does it by osmosis. Our last comment comes from Jeebus, who says, in the future, there will be only two kinds of people, those who play Spore and those who play World of Warcraft, and none shall be left. He's probably right. I have a feeling.
True.
Yeah, he's probably right.
You know
right.
What would be the ultimate game? World of Warcraft with a built-in Spore minigame.
Oh, yeah. That it connected to the Spore server somehow and
yep.
Let those guys work together in harmony, dogs and cats living together.
Oh, dogs
mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. What's that from?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, I'm a little slow on the uptake. Sorry.
Little.
Whew, bad night. All right, so that's that on Spore. Lots to come up on that, so we're anxious for a release just like you are. We better get to our crappy movie of the week, lest we run out of time. Movie of the week this week is called Abraxas, Guardian of the Universe.
Is that one Jesse Ooh. Ventura?
Yes, you freaking brain... I don't know how you know these things. It is Jesse
because
Ventura.
Because I'm Andrew. That's friggin' why.
Yeah. It's amazing. It says, an alien policeman, Abraxas, arrives on Earth to apprehend a renegade of his own race who impregnates a woman with a potentially destructive mutant embryo. That's the crappiest movie of the week I've ever heard, if we go by that alone. But you know if Jesse Ventura's in it, the acting must be really good.
I ain't got time to bleed. Oh, here, sorry.
Here's clip number one from Abraxas.
Cundus would be irrelevant if you had eliminated the girl before she gave birth.
None of us could be certain her child would possess the anti-life equation.
Oh, my gosh.
The anti-life equation?
Isn't that awesome? That is great.
Awesome.
Governor Ventura, dude, ripping it up on the screen.
Did he do this before or after no. Predator?
It was before. It was well before.
Are you sure?
Oh, before Predator?
Yeah.
Oh, that I don't know.
Before he did Predator or
I
after he did
check the
Predator?
Date on that. I didn't actually get the date. I'm not
checking.
Sure when this was.
I'm
I think
checking.
It's expired.
Oh, it's like way after Predator. He did Predator in 87. He did Abraxas in 91.
Oh, my gosh. That's before politics whisked him away. Here's line number two from the fine film.
My box has VD, trust me.
Your what?
VD, vibrational detection.
And my box of VD.
Let's see what I got in here. Let's see, we got some herpes.
Got some VD.
We got some,
chlamydia.
Oh,
yeah. We got some syphilis over here.
You guys sound like Teabag from that show. And by the way, can I just tell
Prison Break?
Prison Break has me by the noodle. That show rocks. Oh,
the Teabag?
Love it. No, Teabag doesn't
have
me.
Hey, Scott,
oh, I see. Got me by the Teabag. Well, you're the mac and cheese, buddy. You tell me.
Same guy who directed Abraxas is the same. He actually put up the money for that. What was that one? The one with the talking dog. Watchers.
Oh. There's lots of talking dog movies. I've never heard of Watchers.
You never saw Watchers?
Watchers? No. That's new to me.
It had one of the Coreys in it. Corey Haim.
They only had one. If they have one, they usually have the other. Those guys kind of...
Yeah, I know. It's like it's part of their contract.
Corey Haim, dude. He sucked. He sucked. At least the other guy was kind of an idiot. What?
Take it back.
Oh, you're a big Corey Haim fan.
Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great movie.
My favorite part of that movie is when Jack Bauer flew. That was awesome. Anyway, so let's check this one out. This is our last line from Abraxas.
I'll be 11,862 next Tuesday. That's a little bit more than six, isn't it?
Here's a little sarcasm for you.
Yeah, he was having a little heart-to-heart with a little kid, I think. Freaking wrestler. Whatever, dude. Those guys shouldn't be in movies. Not even The Rock. Just be done. Just wrestle. Just fight. Just do your fakery on your little pay-per-view. Your pay-per-view fakery. That's a bunch of crap.
I can already see somebody banging on his door tonight. Okay, who's fake now?
Who's fake now, biatch?
Body slam!
Oh, man.
I think I have to admit, though, Ventura's best movie was Predator. The character he played in Predator was really cool.
Hold on a minute. I'm trying to remember the Predator character. He died pretty quick, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Getting everybody?
Yeah, I know. He had his ribcage blown out in that movie by the Predator.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Good times to have be had by all. So that covers pretty much our crappy movie of the week. And what else do we got this week? I'm out of stuff. Who has anything? We have a minute.
We have a minute? Oh, my God.
We have a minute? How many X-Men names can we say in a minute?
You know, Ventura was actually in the movie Demolition Man.
Oh, doing what?
Really?
He played some guy called Cryocon.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's I saw Blade.
Oh, yeah, one of the convicts.
I saw Blade Trinity the other night, and some new wrestler's in that. God, I can't remember his name. But the trend of hiring wrestlers. The trend of hiring wrestlers continues, I've noticed.
Well, I'll tell you.
Unabated.
I mean, out of anybody who has been a wrestler that moved over to acting, I really think The Rock is the man.
Well, he's done the best. I have to admit, as an actor, I rather liked Roddy Piper. Even though he was in some really bad ones, he did a really good job, though. He was probably the only good actor in the bad movies he was in.
Well, wait, was he in...
That was so great.
Was he in Spider-Man? Was he the wrestler guy in Spider-Man?
No.
No,
that's
snapping to a Slim Jim.
Randy Savage.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about him.
Slim Jim.
Yeah! Snapping to a Slim Jim. Do that again. Who just did that? Do that again.
That was him.
I don't know what you're talking about. You know, every time Randy Savage would come on TV and be talking, like when he was still wrestling, I always expected his head just to vaporize at any moment.
You know what I miss? I miss the guy who used to hang out with Cyndi Lauper with the rubber bands in his face.
Oh, Captain Lou Albano. He played Mario on the Mario cartoon.
And you know why? Because he's Andrew. That's friggin' why.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Hanging out with Cyndi Lauper, that made me made a little pee come out. All right. Well, we're going to close this freaking popsicle stand down. This has been Extra Life Radio, and that has been our panel cast. Special thanks to Brian, Andrew, and Obsidian, and, of course, you, the listeners, for without you, we got jack crap. So keep sending us your comments and your feedback. Our email address is myextralife@gmail.com. You can always call our crap line, which we really like to play. That number is 206-203-CRAP. And while you're at it, check out myextralife.com, join the message boards, check out the blog, and check out the comic that shows up 3 times a week. Good times to be had there. Next week is show 88, which is just unbelievable. So we'll get with you during the week and let you know what kind of our main topic is going to be. But we'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. Take care.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Tonight on Frog Juggling National.
You sound frisky. That's good.
If you are in trouble, you need much help out of problem you have.
Hold on to your horses, boys.
No, that's like the hot thing to do, dude. That's like the Love Boat of the thousands, of the 2000s.
I pity the fool who make me fly in plane.
Is he that unemployed?
So this is kind of like a rhetorical answer.
Weird.
Two nukes in the beak. Does he wear glasses?
A double nuke in the beak. Yeah, that puts you into some weird cultural strangeness. It's an unholy alliance, I like to say. Hey, what you doing, eh?
Ah, damn Japanese cartoon. We don't make it anymore. These are stupid.
I'm the podcast member that talks about sex because I can.
Dude, you're speaking my language.
Certain games will have warning stickers on the box that say harmful to minors.
Like Animal Crossing?
I don't know how it is over there in the Netherlands, but over here we have the big barfing slug that like throws up cars and stuff. Oh, I forgot to say.
Ba weep grana weep ninny ba.
Hey Scott and crew, this is Mike. I won the contest for the Mayor Adam West action figure. I just received it yesterday, brought it to work today. And my boss comes up to me and goes, you know, it's inappropriate to have a figure with a Kleenex tissue in his hand. I told him, no, that's just a wedding veil. He just looked at me and walked away. Just want to thank you guys again. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Hi, this is Trisha from Iowa, first-time caller. This is in response to the diss on vegetarians in your last show. I just wanted to inform all of you that the vegetarian revolution is nigh. I'm sure Sydney already knows all about it. Yes. In no time at all you omnivores will be bowing down to us. It will be you who can't find anything to eat in a restaurant. You will be the minority. This is the coming of the great tofu head. When you will all be exiled to the small island of Shikogruver. Forced to eat broccoli, rice, spinach, eggplant, lentils, quinoa, and all else that is holy. In an effort to purge you of your habit. And then, oh, will the graphics be good. Anyway, love the show and just wanted to give you the heads up. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Dugan from the forums. You haven't seen me much yet, but also called him Infendo as well. But the Spore game, I've been keeping an eye on it, and I think it looks pretty decent. You know, a little bit different of a way to go through an RTS type of a thing. Where you basically kind of, you know, it's not really much of an RTS, but kind of, you know, you got to go literally from the amoeba up. So I just think it's going to be interesting. But I definitely agree with you. I think the first expansion should be called Fungus. I think that sounds like a good idea. All right, I'm out of
here. Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys!
The Tripod Network, what's on?